Blog Talk Radio.
Protestant. And we meet on the internet every Wednesday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you happen to be in the world. And we meet together on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you are, all over the globe. And we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, his Father and his kingdom. I'm Pastor Sabrina. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. All of you are here. The Lord is here. We've got a full house, don't you think? Amen. We've got a full house. I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing in this ministry. Many of you are showing significant signs of growth. Very, very good. I'm very pleased. And Brother Marshall, when you go into the prayer room, I'm asking for you to put up that part about sending back all the retaliations and blowbacks, et cetera, of the enemy in Jesus' name. Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, hallelujah. God is wonderful. His people are growing in faith and patience. We're receiving answers to prayers. We're receiving healings. We're receiving miracles. You know, just yesterday, Brother Bill and I were praying for someone who seriously needs help. And we're going to take a couple of minutes to pray for this gentleman. As I understood, he was in the ministry. And he came under the attack of some witches and had not experienced that before and did not know what to do. So he's presently in the hospital in need of the miraculous healing virtues of Jesus Christ. And so in a few minutes, we're going to pray for him and for his family. You know, when something suddenly hits you that you don't know anything about, it's upsetting. It's traumatic. And that's happened to most of us. There was at some point that a lot of us had no idea what witchcraft was. We thought that was something from childhood. Well, guess what? It's not. It's far worse than that. So we're going to operate in love and compassion and the mercy of Jesus Christ. And in a few minutes, we're going to begin to intercede for this brother. And we're going to ask the Lord to give him the miracle that he needs. Amen. So I want you to keep that in mind so when we get to that part, you'll be ready, okay? All right, very good. I'm glad that we're all here together in unity. There are a few things I wanted to say, church, before we get started. Well, first of all, the new listeners, welcome in the name of the Lord. We would like for you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, thank you, Lord. When the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. That link will take you to a place to sign in. Click guest. Then type in your name and say hi to everyone. And everyone will say hi to you. Amen? Amen. If you're on a cell phone or an iPhone, use your browser to go to miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, you will see three white lines across a black ground. Those three white lines is the link that you need. Click there. Now, if you just sit there with your finger hitting the picture, you're just going to be sitting there for a while hitting the pitcher because the pitcher isn't going to do a thing for you, dear. Hit the three white lines, and it opens up all the other links. Then you can go to MIC Radio Chat and sign in, click guest, put your name or your handle, say hi to everybody, and it'll be fine. Amen? Amen. It's very simple, not hard at all. Even people that are computer challenged, well, you can do it too. So, join us. You're invited in Jesus' name. Now, having said that, there are some of you who have forgotten to do something important when you come up. And what might that be? Well, if it's just before the broadcast, you have forgotten to scroll up and read all of the announcements that Pastor puts in the MIC radio chat. Some of you have never read them the first time. That's right. So I would encourage you to scroll up and read them. And maybe, just maybe, Brother Bill will feel like reposting them again. It's several of them. It's quite a bit to post. So it'll take him a while. So just be patient. If he has the time, he'll do it. If he doesn't, don't worry about it. You get to scroll up and read them. Amen. Also, it wasn't that long ago, Pastor said to do the following. Every day when you come up on the webpage, go to the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room, sign in, and come into agreement with the answers and solutions to the prayer request, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Many of you are doing it. Praise the Lord for everybody who does it. Thank you. Everybody else, it's time to get on board. Amen? Amen. Now, Pastor also said, when you come up every day, check the MIC radio chat room periodically. And the things she posts are very interesting and varied. It takes less than 60 seconds to check to see if Pastor posted things. Pastor has posted articles, sermons, songs, and jobs. Pastor has posted jobs. Mm-hmm. Yes, some of you missed that, but it was there. So I want to encourage you to come up to the MIC radio chat once a day will suffice. It takes less than 60 seconds and see if Pastor posted anything. That's right. In fact, Brother Bill is right where I need him to be. It's an announcement that some of you have forgotten about. And it says, Miracle Internet Church, let me scroll back up to it, Miracle Internet Church does not endorse, advertise, or recommend any other deliverance ministry or any ministry website or any website, materials, writings, or publications that have not been approved by Dr. Sabrina Sessions. That would be me. This ministry does not give medical endorsement. Our policy is to provide ministry to those who are not affiliated with any other deliverance ministry. Thank you. You may scroll up and read it again for yourself in case you didn't understand what I said, but it's pretty direct, straightforward, and to the point. Amen? Amen. So you need to read because Pastor has things to say periodically. Miracle Internet Church requests that you refrain from entering your email address, phone number, address, specific location, social security number, driver's license number, or any such personal information into the chat room or prayer room. Thank you, Pastor Sabrina. There. And there's some other announcements there. Yes, there's some other announcements there. I posted some sermons, and I posted some articles. And the reason I'm posting them is because the Lord wants you to have access to the articles. I don't post every article, just the ones the Lord tells me to post. So if I've posted them, the Lord wants you to be aware of that information. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, church, lately I've been posting sermons, and they're sermons that the Lord wants you to listen to. Amen? Amen. So let's get caught up. Amen. Let's get caught up. You know, the chat room is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless we have to do some maintenance. And so that's what Pastor wanted to say about that. Amen. Amen. Now, if you've been missing the past few sermons, you might not realize that we're about to go on a fast. Yes, you should go back and recast the broadcast. How do I do that? Well, on the webpage, across the banner, it says Blog Talk Archive Sermons, Archive Sermons, Archive Sermons. You click that, and then you scroll down until you find the message that says Fellowshipping with the Father, and you listen so that you can find out why we're fasting. Now, the fast begins on October 11th at 7 p.m., your time zone, and it is continuous through October 17th at 5 p.m., your time zone. The only foods that are allowed is water, Holy Communion, and soup. Very simple. Water, Holy Communion, and soup. That's it. That's all. So if it doesn't fit in those three categories, you can't have it. Right? Right. Very good. We got it. Easy peasy. We can do this. Amen. The Lord has given us grace and strength, and he's made it simple. Amen? So that we can do it. And we're going to talk about it a little more during this sermon tonight. So you need to be listening. There's some of you that your hands are busy during the sermon. Some of you, your eyes don't work so well. So I read the scriptures to you so that those persons can keep up with us, you see. Everyone is not home sitting down by a Bible that they can turn to or on a computer where they can get to their Bible. Some people are doing other things. Some people are on their jobs. Some people are physically handicapped so that they can't do that. So they have to hear too. Amen? Amen. We love everybody. So now, we're going to enter into a time of prayer with the Father. And we're going to pray for this brother who needs prayer. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for faith. The Bible says that you have given us the measure of faith to believe you. And so, Father, because you've been so good to us, because of your blood, because of Jesus going to the cross, because of the love of God that's been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we come before you in prayer, in intercession, for someone who needs your love and your healing, your compassion, your tenderness. We thank you, Father. We forgive everyone that we ought to forgive, whether we know what they did or not. As an act of obedience and humility, Father, we forgive in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for having taught us the truth that obedience is primary in this kingdom. We honor you with our obedience tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to repent of our own sins and trespasses, our own faults, our own generational iniquity. And we so repent now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every sin that we have ever committed, we repent of it right now, up into this very moment. Even attitudes, Lord, that just weren't right. Amen. Sitting in our flesh too long, we ask forgiveness, Lord. And we turn away from this sin because we are not indebted to our flesh. We are indebted to you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. We thank you for the love of God. We thank you for the holy word of God. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for all your precious promises to us, Father. They are indeed precious. We thank you, Lord, that you pity your children because you know that really we're just dust. We thank you for the mercy that you extend and the grace that we have for this fast. We thank you for all the things that you've taught us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that whenever we come up and we put our prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, that you answer. You don't ignore us. You answer. We are obeying your word and how we do it, and you're honoring our obedience. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels and their fiery swords that surround us. We thank you for the praising angels, Lord, that cover us. We thank you for Psalm 91, and we thank you for your protection, your covering protection over us. And so, Father, now we ask you to cover this brother that's in the hospital. We ask you, Father, to extend your grace and your mercy to him. We ask you, Father, to forgive him of all of his sin, even the sin of ignorance, of not wanting to know, of not wanting to believe, and not wanting to hear the truth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for forgiving him. We forgive him, Father. And we ask you to forgive him, too. We ask that you visit him, Father, while he's there resting, trying to recuperate as they're trying to help him. We ask you, Father, to pull that fluid off of his body in Jesus' name. We ask that you wrap the blood stripes of Jesus around every cell of his body. We ask, Father, that you spare his life. We ask that you bring correction where he's been wrong and teach him the truth. We ask you, Father, to calm his family members and enable them to come out of their flesh and emotions and to walk in biblical faith in Jesus' name. We ask that you surround him with your warring, linking angels. We ask, Father, that only those that you choose can minister to him in the name of Jesus. We bind the transference of evil spirits to him from anyone in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you love him. We ask you to hold him in your arms, Lord Jesus. You died for him, and he has tried to serve you to the best of his knowledge, Lord, but he needed more knowledge. We take authority, dominion, and power over all the witchcraft that has attacked him and has attacked his family in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send it right back wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says to touch not your anointed and do your prophets no harm. Well, Father, the Bible also says suffer not a witch to live. Lord, they're going into the churches and they're deliberately and willfully attacking the leadership in the churches. They're attacking the people in the churches. They're destroying the churches, especially the churches that never receive the deliverance message. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon them. We ask you, Father, to help them. We ask you, Lord, to send them into the scriptures. Send them into the scriptures, into your holy word. Your holy word speaks. It never has failed to speak, Lord. Speak to them, Lord. Show them the error of their ways and show them the right thing to do in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for striving against those that are fighting against us and against him. We know that you're our protection. We ask you, Lord, to take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for all of us to help us. We ask you to draw out the spear and stop the way of them that persecute us. Say to us, Lord, I'm your salvation. Yes, you are. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after our souls, turned back and brought to confusion that devise our hurt. Let them be as the chaff in the wind, Lord. Yes, let them be blown away. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for us their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for our souls. Let destruction come upon them at unawares, and let their net that they have hid catch themselves. Into that very destruction, let them fall. Father, this is the season. Not just these few months. This is the season where the witches and the warlocks and the wizards and shamans and all of those who do wickedness are emboldened to do more wickedness. The word declares that their wickedness shall return upon their own head. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true, that it never fades away. It's everlasting and eternal. We ask you, Lord, we pray to the righteous judge, the God who judges things that go on in the earth, our defender, our shield, our fortress, to release your judgment against those who have done such a thing to a servant of God. We ask you, Lord, not only to heal him, but to restore life to him. We ask you, Lord, to use this circumstance to teach his family how to walk in faith in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to send them to the scriptures. Send them to the word of God, so that they can understand what you're trying to show them, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We ask you to help him to feel better, Lord. Help him to feel better. Let the method that they use to help him, Lord, actually do him good and not evil in Jesus' name. Touch his body, Lord, from the tip of his head to the end of his toes, and restore health and vigor and vitality to him, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We submerge him and his family under the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, when we've lost article, we know that your word declares that there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. Lord, where we have misplaced or lost things that we need. Help us, Father. Make our blind eyes to see, because Jesus, you're the blind man healer. The Bible says that you reveal them to us by your Spirit. And there is nothing secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. So, Father, wherever we've placed things, wherever we've put them and forgotten about them and can't find them when we think we need them, Lord, we ask you to help us. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. We take authority, dominion, and power, Father, over those spirits that would attempt to hide things from us. Yes, Lord, that's what they say. That is what they say. Hidden in plain sight. But, Lord, we need you to pull the hiding coverings away. Strip them of those coverings that they're using to hide. We thank you for everything that they've done, everything they're planning, and everything that they're doing to become uncovered, Father, in the name of Jesus. They're wicked people. They're evil people. They hate the Lord Jesus. They hate your word, and they hate your people. And we ask you, Lord, to do that only you can do. We place them in your hands, Father. They are busily working against us. We lift up to you, Lord, these vaccine passports that they're still working on in the background. They have these high-tech companies, Lord, together under these data companies. And they're all under this umbrella. And they all want to share all of our personal information, even our keystrokes and our text messages. And they want to corral themselves into a power that you never intended for them to be. And so, Father, since they believe themselves to be God, we ask that you deal with them the way you did with Pharaoh when he thought himself to be God. They called him by a name that told him he was the greatest one. He was the supreme being. But, Lord, we know that's a lie. And you brought down a world empire that was full of idolatry and sin. Well, Lord, that tells us you can do it again. And you know those, Lord, who are working in the background. They're not so far in the background. They're not hidden. We know about them. Some of them are in the state of Illinois. Some of them are in Michigan. Some of them are everywhere. And they have evil agendas and plans. Plans that line up with the Antichrist. So we thank you, Lord, that your judgments are being released in the earth. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Lord, we lift up to you those persons that they call whistleblowers and those persons they call informants, especially the ones that are Christians and have a conscience, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Cover them with yourself. Protect them. Keep them safe. We bind the attacks that come against them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send them back where they came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, Lord. Some of them don't know how to do spiritual warfare, Lord, the way you taught us. So we stand in the gap for them. We intercede for them. Enterprises, we ask that you protect their radio broadcast. We ask that you protect their families, their lives, their employees, and all that work together, Lord, doing your will and your bidding. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We lift up to you the Congress of the United States of America and all the governing bodies of each nation around the world. We ask, Lord, for your righteous judgment in Jesus' name. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. You know about those that are actually pulling the puppet string, and you know who the puppets are. We ask you, Lord, to judge the puppet masters, ooh, and not just the puppets, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to deliver your people from home incarceration, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to deliver your people from being isolated from social interaction with those that they should have social interaction with, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you touch your people that are full of fear. We ask you, Father, to deal with them about their fears. We thank you, Father, for healing them, delivering them, and setting them free, and leading them into a place of repentance because of their fears, Father, in Jesus' name. Throughout the scriptures, you forbid us to walk in fear. And we ask you, Father, to deal with your saints, your children, that are walking in fear in any area of their lives. The fear is attracting the demons like a magnet. The fear is attracting the demons like a magnet. So, Father, you've told us several times to get rid of the fear. And we ask you, Father, to release your grace to those who need a little more help. Father, there are also a lot of your people doing things to their bodies that they don't need to do. They don't really have a legitimate reason for doing it. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy on all of those who have lost their jobs because they have decided that their bodies belong to them. Provide for them. We ask you to cover them and protect them and heal them. The people, Lord, are trying to get information so they can find out who those are that just aren't going to take the jab. They plan to persecute us further. But we thank you that you stand up for us no matter what the enemy does. So we give you praise because you are our defense and you are our righteousness. Our righteousness is of you, Lord. Our righteousness is of you. We received it when we received you as our Lord and Savior. And we repented of our sins and your blood covered us. There's nothing they can do against your blood. There's nothing that they can do against your blood sacrifice, Lord Jesus. So we thank you. We give you praise. We ask you, Lord, to help us. We've been under attack of the enemy, and of course, the enemy being the enemy, there'll be more attack. Help us to resist better. Help us to stand strong. Help us to stand unified. Deliver all of us that are under mind control from mind control in Jesus' name. We need our minds. You gave them to us. We have access to the mind of Christ. You've given us a sound mind, Lord. Help us to walk in it in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over all amnesias. We take authority, dominion, and power over all forgetfulness, over all dementias, over any insanity, over all mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. And with the glittering sword of the Lord, we cut ourselves free from those devils in Jesus' name. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We send them chained into the cage in Jesus' name. We forbid the devil to try to take our minds from us. They belong to us. They belong in God's kingdom. So, Father, we thank you for renewing our minds, renewing the spirit of our minds, healing our minds, healing our brains. We submit them to you, Lord, and we ask you to submerge them under your blood. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. We trust you because you lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We bind being faint-hearted. We bind the fear of death and the fear of man in Jesus' name. We bind terrors in the night. We bind tormenting fears. We bind untrusting and faithfulness. We bind every phobia that we've ever had in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you hear us speedily, that you won't hide your face from us, that you won't let us go down into the pit, that you'll cause us to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do we trust. Cause us to know the way wherein we should walk, because we lift our souls up to you. Deliver us, O Lord, from our enemies, because we flee to you to hide us. Teach us, Lord, to do your will, for you are our God, your spirit is good, and we trust you to lead us into the land of uprightness, in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over whining, and over complaining, and over murmuring, and over being out of sorts. In Jesus' name, we bind the attack of the enemy and we return it to the senders in Jesus' name. Every wicked thing that has come to attack us, Lord, we return to the sender right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever it came from, it must go back according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, maneuvers, timings, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We forbid you, devil. We resist you in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom and his agents in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them, that cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watching, listening, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all technology demons, electronic demons, digital demons, 5G and components, virtual reality demons, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Virtual reality demons, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Every demon that comes through the computer, comes through the cell phone, through the television, through any technological or electronic device, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you back where you came from, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind smart technology in the name of Jesus Christ and all of its components. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, for it in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that you intend for us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. We ask you, Father, to protect us from 5G and all the other G's that they come from, and all the things that come off the cell towers in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits, their attacks, water and marine spirits, their attacks, sex devils, their attacks, unclean spirits, their attacks, passive devils, their attacks, sorcery devils, their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, all seducing, womanizing, drone and whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks. We bind the Havana syndrome, all the brain changes and injuries. We bind all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies. We bind every wave that attacks us in Jesus' name. And we return the attacks where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all mystic rituals and their intents. We bind the work of every druid. We overturn and empty all the cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, European, American, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic and white magic, all Chaldean, Egyptian, all Kabbalah, Santeria, Buddhist black magic. You're bound and chained in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you back wherever you came from in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks. And we command those nanobots, you're bound. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people right now in the name of Jesus. All that nanotechnology, all those nanobots, come out. You have no right to be. You're defiling the temple of the living God. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Cough those things out. They don't have any business in you. We thank you, Lord. All that goo, we bind the goo in the name of Jesus Christ. Whichever goo it is, you come out now in the name of Jesus. Pass out of the body right now and go back where you came from in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, and we bind all evil spirits which shapeshift in Jesus' name. And we bind every devil responsible for the dominion of sin in the culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils, all satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications, and we place it under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and insects. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you and cage you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Mammon and his agents and all demons sent forth to sabotage, intimidate, spy, destroy, infect, wear down, mock, lie against, manipulate, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, despise, undermine, corrupt, and defile, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power in the name of Jesus Christ. We command whatever is in the pit of the stomach to be bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. You need to cough that out in the name of Jesus Christ. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. We bind you. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we command you to come out in the name of Jesus. With the sword of the Spirit, we disconnect you from her. In Jesus' name, you're going to have to call. Father, we thank you for sending the blood from the mouth to the other end in Jesus' name. And we wrap the blood stripes of Jesus around that portion in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of rebellion. Satan, you may not tear them. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out right now in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind up vampire voodoo, vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, fantasy, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings and agents in the name of Jesus. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness, and we strip their kingdom from them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind the spirits of stupidity in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people, especially generational stupidity. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. You have no right to be there in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Atlas, Mammon, and Apollyon in Jesus' name. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, prayer, and their intent in Jesus' name. And we forbid it to have any power over us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. We loose ourselves from them. And we bind the fear, harassments, witchcraft of the gang stalkers, and we bind their mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for 2 Thessalonians 1:6 and its execution in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief and whom we serve and obey. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray for the peace of the people in the nations, the people that belong to God, your kingdom people all over the world in Jesus' name. We pray for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Lord, there are those in authority that are not executing their duties according to your will. We speak to the righteous judge, and we ask for his immediate judgment in Jesus' name. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor for it, Father. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And we disconnect ourselves, we set ourselves free, we loose ourselves from every spirit that has followed us wherever we have been a week in Jesus' name. Every spirit that was sent to us, transferred to us, we command you to leave us now in the name of Jesus Christ. Cough that up. Cough it up. And we bind every demon coming across computer lines or through the web pages, and we return them and any curses that came with it in Jesus' holy name. We pull out every fiery dart, pin, needle, spears, all voodoo, all witchcraft, instruments of witchcraft. Any object that's been planted in us while we slept, in Jesus' name, we command it to come forth now and go back where you came from, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Everything, anything harmful, the Bible says, if we swallow any deadly thing, it will not harm us. So we forbid it to harm us, and we command it to leave us, in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free with your sword, Lord, from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, garlands, consents, covenants, attachments, pacts, pledges, vows, all leagues, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We break down and destroy walls of protection around Satanists, nanobots, shamans, wizards, warlocks, and witches and sorcerers, and divinators in the name of Jesus Christ. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we break the power of every spell, every love spell, every vex, hex, or curse, all fetishes, charms, sorcery, magic and voodoo, mind control, death, bewitchments, potions, all psychic thoughts and psychic prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're all bound. We bind all torment, all pain, all sickness and destruction, all psychic power and prayer chains and incense and candle burnings, ungodly blessings, chantings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals and sins being used against us. We bind extreme pain in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits of bondage and heaviness, fear and hate. And we thank you, Lord, that when emergencies come, you teach us, Lord, to walk in your spirit and not in our emotions, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. We thank you for it. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Now, everybody, put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Amen, everybody. That's right. Praise the Lord. We just want to thank the Lord for his goodness because he is good. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, Lord, the Bible says you'll have them in derision, and they ought to be, Lord. They ought to be. you'll have them in derision. And they're acting the part right now. That's right. They're acting like they don't have a sound mind. Amen. We know, Lord, that you'll help us through this time, that we're here in the kingdom for such a time as this, and that we're supposed to stand strong in the faith as it was once delivered to the saints. Speaking of that, there are persons who you are, you know, persons that haven't quite understood the message about come out from be ye separate. That's right. You can recast that one. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Yes, come out from among them, whoever your them is. That's right. The Lord's called us out from whatever it is, whatever your them is, to come out. Amen? Praise the Lord. And we believe in obeying the Lord. So he's called us to be separate. Amen? Be separate. Well, Lord, what does that mean? Well, he'll tell you what that means to you, and he expects you to do it. So the other day I was going through my email, and there's this one company that I had a slight attachment to that, you know, they're just selling things on the Internet. And all of a sudden I said out loud to the Lord, you want me to just disconnect from them? And he said, yes. Well, I hardly ever use these people. But when I did, it was something nice that I really did need, and it was good quality. But he said to get rid of them. So I did. So you see, saints, it goes to every area of our lives. That's right. And later on, I asked the Lord, I said, well, why did you want me to disconnect from them and maybe not somebody else? And he said that company is connected to another company that you don't want to be attached to. That you don't want to be attached to. So that means the company, some company that they use, whose goods they sell, it's something wrong with them spiritually, something really bad. So you see, saints, God doesn't want us caught up the demonic, no matter where it is. Amen? Amen. It's just real. He doesn't want it. His people defiled by those things. So sometimes it may not make sense to you initially in the natural, but when you look at it from God's point of view, it does. Sometimes you have to separate from people because of who is connected to them. That's right. Sometimes you have to do that. It's not necessarily the person that you're so much aware of, but it's the person or groups that are connected to the person that you know. Amen? Because the demon will work through that soul tie to attack you. So what do? You close the door in Jesus' name. That's what you do. And it reduces your warfare. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things that Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7 does. God guides us through life so that we won't have all these connections that are offensive to the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So, our featured psalm for tonight is Psalm 149. Psalm 149. And our verses for meditation come from the Gospel of Luke. Luke, yes, from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, verses 20 through 21. Luke 2, verses 20 through 21. And our featured ebook is Sexual Marine Spirits, Husbands, Wives. This book is not limited to married people. Everybody needs to read this book. Everybody needs to know what it says. Amen? Amen. So let's get busy. That's right. Let's get busy doing the things that God would have us to do. We have plenty to do up here. God has, I mean, over 11 years in the archive. You know what I mean? 11 years? 11 years means a minimum of 2 sermons a week. Now we're up to 3 sermons a week. That's a lot. There's a lot there you haven't heard yet. You got plenty to do. Don't be caught slacking. So, tonight, the Lord wants to talk to us about a rest unto his people. That's right. Amen. A rest unto his people. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. If you happen to be driving or working and you need to listen, you may use your cell phone. The number is area code 319-527-6235. Amen. Well, saints, the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 30, Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's important. We all need to be strengthened. Saints, the Lord desires for us to spend some time relaxing before the fast begins this coming Monday. I'll say that again. The Lord desires for us to spend some time relaxing before the fast begins this coming Monday. We have had a very intense year thus far, and we are entering into the time of year when witchcraft is heightened. Let's take a deep breath. Let's slow down for a moment or two. Let's go look at the fall colors in nature. Take a break. Let's step back from some of the usual intensity and allow the Father to step in and handle things for us. That's right. Let's release the burden off of our shoulders and prepare ourselves to fellowship with our Father. Let's not cram everything that we can into one 24-hour period. Let's just take it one moment at a time. One moment at a time. The Lord Jesus set the example of this with his disciples when they took time to relax away from the demands of their public ministry. That's right. This is God's idea. This is a God idea. Rest brings restoration. And you can't get restoration if you never rest. Mm-hmm. Trust me, it is so. In Mark chapter 6, beginning with verse 31, Mark chapter 6, beginning with verse 31, and he said unto them, Jesus speaking, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. You see, they had so many people coming and going that they couldn't even sit down and relax and eat a meal without being interrupted. And they departed into a desert place by a ship privately. You see, saints, there are times in your Christian walk where you need to spend time alone with the Lord. You say, well, I have a house full of children. How can I do that? I mean, there's a way. You might have to ask the Lord what it is, but there is a way. There was a famous lady whose name I won't mention who had a house full of children. And when she sat in her chair and she took her apron and put it over her head, her children knew not to bother her. She was resting. Why? Because she had trained them that way. She trained them that way. Children are to be trained. So they knew, no matter what they were doing, that whenever their mom sat in that chair and pulled her apron up over her head, that they were not to bother her. You see, it has to do with how you train your children. You say, well, I'm in this busy job and blah, 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 blah. I can remember when I was in one of those hectic jobs. For lunch, I would go sit in my car by myself and pray and sing to the Lord and talk to him and read scriptures and pray. I got away from everybody. I went and sat in my car by myself during lunchtime. You see, there's a way for everybody. You just have to find it. That's all. You just have to find it. In Luke chapter 9, verse 10. And when they were returned, they told all about what had happened. That was the apostles. They came and told about things. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place. Jesus taught them how to come aside. And that's what we're doing. We're starting to pull away. We're starting to be separate. We're starting to come aside so that we can fellowship with the Father. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. There are times when you need to be apart from the group. Amen? There's times where there needs to be a little space, a little distance, because everybody needs to have the Lord. It doesn't mean you have to get up and go into the woods and leave your family all by themselves. No. God will make a way for what is appropriate and fitting. It doesn't mean you have to desert anyone. Amen? But everyone ought to have their little space where they spend time with the Lord alone. Amen. The word downshifting has become somewhat of a social trend where individuals adapt simpler lives from what is known as the rat race. Downshifting includes an escape from economic materialism. We're in the season for that, for sure. It also calls for a reduction in the stress and emotional and psychological drain that usually comes with economic materialism. Downshifting requires an improve between leisure and work. Downshifting brings our attention to focus on goals that we have begun but never finished. Downshifting makes time for the development and improvement of righteous personal relationships instead of trying to do all the overtime that you can do. Now, saints, while we are not embracing the 1990s trend wholeheartedly, we are moving to a less stressful attitude as we come into closer fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Yes, you know how it is when you're on an airplane, how they have to depressurize the cabin. Well, I suppose this is our time of depressurizing so that we'll be ready to enter into fellowship with our Father in a fitting manner. Each saint will choose their own lifestyle change. Say this again. Each saint will choose their own lifestyle change to implement. An example would be to spend a few minutes more to enjoy your coffee in the morning instead of your usual hectic dash out the door. See? Something simple. Something that can be implemented easily. Something that's doable. But every saint has to choose what their lifestyle change is going to be. And you might choose one, and the Holy Spirit might say something else. But everybody has to have one. You see, it's up to you which change you choose. But the Lord is expecting each of us to do something different. The Lord is expecting each of us to do something differently. Amen? Amen. That's the way it is. In Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 20, you know, the Holy Spirit is telling me, you know, some people, due to generational weaknesses, we'll call it that, your nervous system is weaker than some other people. And when something upsets you, it upsets your whole nervous system. Well, you see, saints, if you never take time to de-stress that thing, it eventually works against your body to bring a disease. You see, just because you have a weakness doesn't mean that you have to allow it to grow into or develop something extremely harmful. Amen? You can choose to sit there and meditate the scriptures and to relax and to reduce the footprint of whatever weakness that is that you inherited. Amen? He sent his word to heal us and to deliver us from all of our destruction. And most of us don't take the time properly to do things like this. Amen? Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 20, in Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 20, and they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Now, saints, if there were 5,000 men, you know there were more women and children. It always works that way. That was a lot of people to feed. That was a lot of people to minister to. And Jesus, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. He told them, no, go get in the ship. You've done enough. Leave that there. Go get in the ship. And to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. You see, Jesus had fed 5,000 men, and in addition, women and a whole lot of children. He and the disciples needed a break. So Jesus sent the disciples into a ship to go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. Once Jesus had sent them away, Jesus went up into a mountain to pray. And once it was evening, he was there by himself. Physical and spiritual renewal are basic requirements for peace of mind and sound physical health. Some of us have a bit too much activity. In Psalm 127, verse 2, Psalm 127, verse 2, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. See, he loves us. He gives us sleep. And it is not his desire for some demon to come interrupt your sleep. Amen? And should one interrupt your sleep, you get up and you deal with that spirit in the name of Jesus. And you don't let him get away with it. Yeah, you're half groggy and you can't, but you know how to say in the name of Jesus. All right. That's what to do. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, for thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Amen. So, saints, God desires for his people to enjoy his goodness, to relax in his presence, so we should make time to do this. We should make time to do this. In Ecclesiastes comes right after the book of Proverbs and right before the Song of Solomon. It's in the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 13. That's right. That's where it is. That every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. It's God's gift that we should enjoy the fruit of our work. Not just work, 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 work. No, we're supposed to enjoy the fruit of our labor. You know, all through the Old Testament, they had these holidays and these ceremonies and festivals that they had, so to speak. And God intended for his people to relax from their labor, take a break, to enjoy company with one another, and to spend time worshiping him, spending time focusing on him. That's what God intends for his people to do. He doesn't want us to be what Western culture has become. Mm-hmm. Continually with your mind focused on the bills, the money, the bills, the money, the bills, the money. I got to go, I got to go. It's time to make the donut. It's time to make the donut. It's time to make the donut. No, that's not God. Amen? And you may have come into a situation in your life where for a period of time, you have to sort of work like that, until God can get you to a place where you have a better solution. But please let it be temporary. When the Lord says, okay, stop now, stop now. Don't just keep at it, you know. Well, if I can make just a little bit more and a little bit more, then I can do this and this and this and this and that. No. When God says stop, it's time to stop. God wants his people to enjoy being in his kingdom while we're on the earth. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Bible tells us that we're not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly to enjoy. We're not supposed to trust in uncertain riches. Why? Because they vanish. You think you've got all of this stored up, you know, like that man in the Bible who had all of this store in barns. He's going to tear down his barns and build bigger barns and store this and store that. And the Lord said that wasn't wisdom. That was foolishness. It doesn't mean you're not supposed to have a savings account. Let's not go to that extreme. Yes, you should have some sort of saving. You shouldn't have to be depleted every time an emergency shows up. Amen? You should look for God's way of escape when that situation comes. Amen. But we're not supposed to make an idol out of our saving or our investment. We're not supposed to enter into covetousness. That's not what God calls his people to be nor do. In Psalm 16, verse 11, Psalm 16, verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. Say amen, everybody. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You ought to put your name right there at the end of that scripture. Amen. Saints, there are healings in our bodies that the Lord cannot complete because we don't get enough rest. That's right. The healing has begun, but it can't have its proper progression because we don't get enough rest. Think about that, if you will. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a season and there's a time to every purpose. So, in verse 3, it says, there is a time to heal. And there's a time to build up. There's a time to heal. There's a time to build up. We need to be healed. We need to be built up. Amen. It's so. It's so. Yes, it is. Amen. We must allow time for healing. Some of us are so impatient. Well, it started, but it should have been finished by now. Says who? You see, our timings are in the Lord's hands. Perhaps we need to learn a little more meekness, a little more humility, and a lot more patience. Perhaps. If you have recently lost a loved one in death, please do yourself a huge favor. Slow down and spend some time doing absolutely nothing. I know I've been through this process of losing dear loved ones many times. Do yourself a favor. That's right. Do yourself a favor. You see, the loss of a loved one, traumatic experience. Even if you have been through it before, it's traumatic. Your whole being is impacted by it. And even though you think you're doing just fine and you're ticking along in life, the rest of you is still trying to come to grips. There's parts of you that is still, the adjustment is still being made. You don't take time to pay attention to those parts of yourself, but it's there. So I encourage you to slow down and spend some time doing absolutely, positively nothing. If you have recently gone through a traumatic life change, please do the same. Your mind, your emotions, the chemicals in your body need time to realign with what is proper. Well, I sat there for 3 days. No, you don't get the point. You just don't get it. Well, off work. No, you don't get the point. You need to get the point. You see, there are some situations that can be avoided if you take the proper care in the beginning. It's so. It is so. Think about it. Pray about it. Think about it. Pray about it. You are a child of God. Overcomer lives in you, and he causes you to overcome. Lord, let me stop right here. The Holy Spirit keeps showing me. You remember that fictional character called Atlas, and he was carrying the world on his shoulders? Well, guess what? Some people who are saints act that way. See, that can't be so, because the world is upheld by the word of his power. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. You can't carry the world around on your shoulders, and nor should you attempt to. You have a God who handles those things. You belong to him. Treat you well. Because how you treat you, Jesus takes personally. He doesn't appreciate you abusing yourself. The Bible says, him that defiles the body, him shall God destroy. So don't abuse one whom Jesus died for, even if that person is you. However, Wonder Woman and Superman are fictional characters. They never existed in real life. And you will curtail your own life if you attempt to act in that fashion. You're human. You were intended to be human. Humans need rest. And restoration. Guess what? You're still human. Take a break and fellowship with your Father. Psalm 23, beginning with verse 1. Psalm 23, beginning with verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me. Notice he has to make you. He maketh me to lie down. Yes, you have to lie down. L-I-E-D-O-W-N. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me. It didn't say you were running ahead of him. It says, he leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. When do we sit still and allow the Lord to restore our soul? You answer that to him. He leadeth me after he restores my soul, you see. This is the way this works. First, he has to make us lie down in green pasture. Then he can lead us beside the still waters. Then he can restore our soul. Then he can lead us in the path of righteousness. That's how that works. So if he can't ever make you to lie down in green pastures, you're going to have a hard time following him in the paths of righteousness. Amen. Or you can say, ouch. Psalm 103, beginning with verse 4. Psalm 103, beginning with verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Let's go there this way. Let's do it this way. Amen. There we go, Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Is everything within you blessing his holy name? Think about it now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Amen. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Amen, amen, amen. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. This is a blessing to the people of God. The world does not have this benefit. That's right. Amen. The world does not have this benefit. Saints, leisure activities. That's right. Our leisure activities. Some of us have to think, what is that? Should build us up and strengthen us. That's right. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. All things don't build me up. Well, whatever you do for leisure, it should build you up. That's right. I know you weren't planning on thinking about it that way, but it's important that we do. It's important that we do. You see, for it to be expedient, it has to be useful for a desired result. It has to be suited to the circumstances or the occasion. It has to be advantageous for us. Amen? It's in our best interest. It has to be in our best interest. So that would automatically eliminate something. Amen. That's the truth. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. How is it then, brethren? How is this? Let all things be done unto edify. Let all things done unto edify. Romans chapter 14, verse 19. Romans chapter 14, verse 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Well, to tell you the truth, sometimes that just means we need to close our mouth. Amen. You know, like when it gets to be a bit annoying when you're in this long line for much too long, that you just don't bother to complain about it too much. Might be helpful. That might make for peace. And things wherewith one may edify or build up another. That's the way it works. Holy scriptures and resting is a time of fellowshipping with our Father. Psalm 116, verse 7. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Rest. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, they need to rest. Yeah, rest. See, you work better after you rest than if you just keep going and never rest. You know, when you don't get enough rest, saints, I'm just going to be direct and to the point. It's an open door for the enemy. It is. It's a direct open door for the enemy, and he'll jump in it every time. Amen. Now, if you're a caregiver, let me explain something to you, darling. You got to take a break every now and then. You do. You have to take a break. There are groups that get together and help each other out because they're all caregivers. And they know the importance of taking a break. So if you've become a caregiver, somewhere in your community, somewhere, there's another group of caregivers. And if the Lord would lead you, you might need to connect with them for a few moments. You see, caregiving is serious. And the person in most danger is the caregiver. Why? Because everything is being pulled on. Have pressure and stress in meeting the need. And they need to be relieved. Amen. Keep praying about it. God will come to the rescue. In Exodus, I'm skipping that one. I'm still skipping that one. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. We get to eat some of this on the fast. Words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, Lord God of hosts. When was the last time you had time to just enjoy the word of God? 32. Acts chapter 20. Verse 32. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. God and the word of his grace builds us up. Been in a long warfare, you need to be built up. Psalm 119, verse 103. Psalm 119, verse 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. That's pretty sweet, saints. I ought to know. I really like honey. That's very sweet. Very pleasant. That's very enjoyable. During our upcoming fast, each saint is to fellowship with the Father the books of Psalms and Proverbs. Let me say this again. During our upcoming fast, each saint to fellowship with the Lord, with the Father, in the books of Psalms and Proverbs. The Lord will lead each of us to the scriptures that he desires for us. The Lord will lead each of us to the scriptures that he desires for us. So expect during the fast for the Lord to speak to you through the books of Psalms and the book of Proverbs. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. Feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away and will bind up that which was broken and strengthen that which was sick. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Everybody that's been getting attacked in their dreams at night, here's your scripture. Here's your sword. Use it. Use it. And use the featured ebook for tonight as well. Chapter 24. Acts chapter 24, verse 16. Sometimes we forget to do this before we go to sleep at night. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. We need to have a clear conscience when it's time to go to bed, not just groggy and sleepy. We need to have a clear conscience. We need to not have offense in our hearts. It's an open door. We're not supposed to let the sun go down on our wrath. That means we need to get rid of it as soon as possible. Amen. You might have to go into the bathroom and plead the blood for a good long time, but you need to come on through. Psalm 37, beginning with verse 7. Psalm 37, beginning with verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. The Lord sees it all. The Lord sees it all. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. But you know something, saints? It doesn't work because it's on the page. It works when you do it. It works when you do it. First Peter chapter 5, verse 7. First Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, careth for you. But it only works when you do it. You can only get the result when you do what the word says to do. This is an action book. There's things you have to do. Psalm 4, verse 8. Psalm 4, verse 8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Okay, Robert, there it is. Amen. Jeremiah. Jeremiah 6:16. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Amen? Amen. See, God is good. He loves us and wants us to be blessed. Isn't that right, Brother Bill?
Yes, that is, Pastor Sabrina. Just wow. It's amazing what Jesus does. He can give us rest if we'll just let him. Quit being so busy. I'm talking to myself, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When a saint came and stayed with me, he said, Brother Bill, you're not lazy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you. I heard you, Lord, loud and clear. I will rest.
Really?
Yes, really?
You mean that?
Yeah, I mean it. I felt so convicted. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
I'm not 10-foot tall and bulletproof anymore. I'm human.
Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We have some wonderful praise reports. We sure do tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for these wonderful praise reports. The Pace family says, I want to thank God today. Myself and my kids were coming home from school, and we were hit from behind in a traffic jam from a car. Everyone was okay, including the driver who caused it. My kids were a little shaken up. Praise Jesus, our vehicle wasn't damaged, and we drove away unharmed. We prayed together before heading to school or work. Thank you, Lord. See, saints, it's so important. You got to bind that spirit accident, or that could have been terrible. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you protect us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Robert says, praise God. I ask the Lord to help me sell a stool dust extractor the other night. And tonight, after the service, guy messaged me. He was outside near my house, and I didn't even give him my address, just that I live near a smog station on Bancroft's after service. I checked my phone and the messages, and I'm outside, he said. Thank you, Jesus, for providing the help. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord. For everything you do for us, the little things and the big things. YDM says, praise the Lord. I just checked my account, and I like this one. I surely do. I just received a $1,500 bonus in addition to my regular pay. Praise the Lord, Jesus. We all need a bonus, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Ariana mm-hmm. has a praise report. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Ariana has a praise report. I was feeling horrible in the morning, started to worry I was going to get sick again. I recasted pastor's message from yesterday and coughed up those spirits out of me. I felt a whole lot better, and I thank God for his amazing healing. Asking the Lord, just thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. We praise you for everything you're doing. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We give you praise. Think if the children can do it, you can too. Dina has a praise report. Praise the Lord for checking on me, on my pride and haughtiness, and bringing me down to repentance after listening and participating in deliverance with the Kundalini snake demons. I was shown I was operating under the Leviathan spirit. Wow. Thank you, Jesus, for correction and deliverance. And Saints, Pastor has posted those links in there about the Kundalini spirit. You all need to recast that and get a lot more deliverance. And we praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. I also asked for deliverance from Orion, and after hearing the Holy Spirit mentioning it to me for several days, thank you, Lord. She was also delivered from Orion. I read that wrong. Sorry, Saints. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Now, here's a praise report from one of our caregivers. My present times of and help in times of trouble. My present help in times of trouble. Wow, that's a long name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Miss Irene, some weeks ago, suffered a possible mini stroke, leaving her paralyzed on the right side of her body. She could not speak or walk nor bathe herself. Her insurance did not wish to pay for a neurologist. She was not seen one. Jesus healed her. He healed
her. Thank you.
He put her. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She now uses her own limbs to include all her right hand and feet. She's back to showing herself, speaking and asserting herself, goes to bed at night and waking up. Listen to this, Saint. She's waking up singing, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Miss Irene's back to her usual troublemaking self, but she's my trouble, a gift from God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. That's just awesome. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh,
well, now
boy,
we know for sure she's healed.
Yes, she is. Back to herself. Praise you, Lord. In case. All right, you tickle my funny. There we go. Oh, it's your turn to get me. Okay. In case this praise, we pushed through in prayer, got agreement, and the message went through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She was trying to send a message to her mother, an important one, and it couldn't go through till she asked for prayer in the prayer room. That's the key right there, Saints, going in the prayer room. And Saints, get up there and start recasting those sermons, those Blog Talk Archive sermons. If you go in the chat room, you can see Robert's recasting them and learning something every day, and the other Saints are talking to him about it. That we have a holy chat room, we have a holy prayer room, and we just praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of all of our praise. I just command everything that's within me to just praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. What some wonderful praise for you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, God's been busy, Saints. God's been, because that's not all the praise reports. Some of you just haven't put them in yet. But God's been very busy, very busy. Yes, he has. And I keep praying, so he isn't going to run out of work anytime soon. Amen. So much for that. Well, you know, I've been noticing more grace. Okay? And you should, too. Things are starting to work together better. Amen? Or else I'm learning to flow better and not be so preoccupied. Maybe it's the latter. But I want to thank the Lord for that because I had asked him for that. I wanted a better flow in everyday things. Something funny happened today. There was this person, this human being, who kept trying to engage me in this situation that, first of all, I don't want to be in. And God doesn't want me to be in it either. And so that person was trying to talk to me today, and I was trying to do something else. And lo and behold, as soon as they got to the part of the conversation that the Holy Spirit did not want to continue, suddenly there was thunder and lightning. And it wasn't that light stuff like you hear at the distance. Nah. It was like right overhead, right on the spot. And so that person said, oh, I can't keep talking. I can't get hit by lightning. And I just sort of chuckled and kept on going where I was going. Saints, that was just the funniest thing to me today. The Lord did not want that conversation to continue and that person to promote what they were tempting to promote. And as soon as they got to the part that the Holy Spirit really didn't like, that thunder and lightning was right on time. So he's an on-time God. It may not be when you want him, but he's always right on time. Amen? Amen. And that was just a good tickle today. It was nice and funny. Amen. God knows how to protect you from people that are prying too much into your business. I'll say that again. God knows how to protect you from people who are prying way too much and uninvited into your business. Don't forget that now. Amen. Don't forget that. We're going to go to our guest call-in. And our guest call-in number, Brother Bill, did you, all those things I said during the sermon that pertain to the fast, don't forget to post them because there's some people that have to work and they'll have to go through the MIC chat room to catch up on those things right quick. Amen. Thank you so much. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-319-527-6235 and press 1. Press 1 so I'll know that you want to say something, you want to tell me something, you want me to pray, or whatever. Amen? Amen. So, area code 856. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Dr. Sabrina.
Hi. How are you?
It's AK again. Two things. Number one, I did receive deliverance the other night when I called, and I have done my. I have tried to maintain it. I'm getting. I'm getting there and lying. I did not call in about lying. I called in about a different reason, however. Recently, I joined a sport. Not a sport, as it always seems to be. Wherever I go, I have problems with a girl. And her name's Jeeva, by the way. I've had problems with girls ever since I think I started doing group activities, maybe even before then, as just play dates when I was quite younger. But now it's come to a height as I'm going through puberty, and so are they. She's a Russian Jew, and she talks to me a lot. And although I see that she says a few things to me that, like, shouldn't she say to me, you know what I mean? It's God giving me another chance because I failed a chance he had given me with a girl named Lisa. She's still my next-door neighbor, but we don't talk anymore. I failed the opportunity to talk to her and share God with her. And instead, I went the way that she was going, and then I got off of that bus, and I tried to reform myself, but that really wasn't successful because I was half-hearted in doing that. I don't want to make that same mistake this time around, and also I'm going to be going to that sport tomorrow and most likely seeing her there.
All right. Well, we're going to pray. How about that?
Thank you.
You know, you're new at this kind of interaction. And as you grow and become more mature, you're going to get a little better at it. Keep listening to the Holy Spirit. Keep asking the Lord, what would you like me to say? What would you like me to do? And keep obeying no matter what. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come together as the body of Christ from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And we ask you, Father, first, to give him wisdom. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that. Hallelujah, there it is. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the work of the enemy in the background in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over our brother and over all of his interactions with his acquaintances in Jesus' name. We forbid the enemy to interfere in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the demons in the other person and the demons that are connected to the other person in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over spirits of iniquity coming down the family lines in both parties in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the familiar devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We place a wall of fire between them in Jesus' holy name. Now, Father, we know that you're going to use your son as a witness. We ask, Lord, that you endue him with the boldness that he needs to witness to your glory. We ask that you give him the words to say and the spirit to say them with. We ask that you give him a spirit of utterance when it's time to witness, Lord, so that it'll be you speaking through him to them. We ask you, Lord, to continually protect him. We bind spirits of jealousy from onlookers in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that his angels with their fiery swords disconnect him from every devil and every agent of the devil that would attempt to infiltrate a situation of potential salvation in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for strengthening him, Lord. We thank you for opening his understanding. We thank you for opening his eyes so that he can see from the realm of the Spirit in Jesus' name, that he can perceive, know, understand, believe, and act in faith. We give you praise, Lord. And we place him and all those that he will witness to in your hands in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Amen.
Dr. Sabrina?
Yes.
Dr. Sabrina, I have a question. Should I or should I not? I don't know if I need to tell you what I see on the outside. reconnect myself with my next door neighbor, Lisa.
Well, when you think about it, how do you feel deep down inside?
A little wishy-washy about it.
Okay. Then I would say disconnect.
Okay. We've been disconnected
right,
for a long time, but I should disconnect, like, in the spirit, not as I have in the flesh.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
You too.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Area code 951. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor. Hello. Sabrina.
Hi.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Fine. You're welcome.
Pastor, thank you. I called in for my daughter, my eldest daughter, some prayer for her because I know she doesn't understand. You know, she doesn't get it. So, and it's been on my heart, and I know the Lord is having me to call in today because she's been really going through a lot of warfare with these doctors and this clinic that she's going to, and the doctors losing her lab work because, you know, the diagnoses, they're giving her the wrong high blood pressure medication that's causing her to cough all the time or swelling her feet up. And this week when she went, the doctor that was being consistent with her finally, he took her off these certain medication, and she's doing a lot better, and her blood pressure was normal this week, better than it's been in about a month or so. And it's finally stabling. So they removed this doctor. Now they've given her the doctor back again that been given her the wrong medication. And I know it's an attack. You know, it's witchcraft, and it's coming against her. And she's been going through this now for at least a year, a little bit over a year, trying to get the lab work. And the lab work came in. The other doctor ordered it. But this doctor didn't even focus on the lab work. He focused and got mad. She said he was upset because he couldn't figure out why did they change her medication. She says, well, there's certain medications for high blood pressure that you shouldn't have given me anyway if you've done the research on it. She said, Mom, I spoke, and I'm proud of her for speaking up because normally she's not speaking up for herself, but I've noticed lately she's been speaking boldly about certain things in situations that she needs to speak up. She said, he didn't even talk about my lab work, and I brought it up. So I'm just praying for her that God would give her. And I know God is her healer. He's the healer. And,
she needs,
you know, I'm just.
She needs to change doctors.
Yes.
She
well, the
needs
thing of it is.
To change doctors.
I keep telling her that, but this is the issue with the insurance that she has since she's not working. Well, she's getting ready to start a job, but it's a temp position, and we're believing God to turn it to permanent where she'll have permanent benefits. And she won't have to use the insurance that she's using now, but because of this insurance that she's on and she lives in a high desert, the address that she has, she can only go to the doctors there in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I see the problem. And I keep, you know, she said, Mom, I can't go anywhere else. I have to go up here. And that's the doctors that misdiagnosed my sister that passed away in that area up there. And she passed away when she, you know, she had a twisting intestine and she took the test. They should have immediately told her to go to the hospital. But they didn't. They ignored it.
Okay.
So things
Father
were revealed, and
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come together as the body of Christ. Yes,
The reason that the Lord has not removed the challenge is because he's trying to instill boldness in her. She's got to grow up. She can't be passive anymore. She's got to become assertive. And when she operates in righteous assertiveness, she will see a change. When she insists that she continues to take the right medications and not switch them back, when she starts standing up for what is right for herself, the Lord will move on her behalf.
Amen.
But he's not going to move it until she opens her mouth.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I received that for her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Sabrina.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, long time ago, saints, we went through that deliverance on passivity. You can't be that way. That's not Jesus. You see Jesus speaking boldly to the Pharisees. You see Jesus talking to the religious order of the day. You don't see Jesus backing up, backing down, and being cowardly. And you're just going to keep your mouth shut. Well, it's not always the right time for that. There's a time to speak up. And there are saints who are afraid to speak up. But Jesus isn't going to put up with that. So now get ready to say what the Lord would have you to say. And no more of that, I'm too cowardly to speak. No, not in God's kingdom. The righteous are bold as a lion.
Amen?
That's right. The righteous are bold as a lion. Area code 706, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina. How you doing? It's Marcelina.
I'm fine.
How are you?
Hello. I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you for the word tonight, because I definitely need to rest myself, because I find myself busy, and when it's time for me to pray, and then I sit down in a bit, I'm falling asleep. So I thank you for that message. I'm calling for prayer in reference to my car. I have problems with my tires. I have bought a set of tires in February, and they are worn. And within the last 2 years, I have bought three sets of tires. And by my tires being staggered, I can't rotate them. So they should last at least 2 years or longer. But they have not been lasting that long at all. So to me, I think that's strange. So I need prayer in reference to my car, and as well as my exemption form for the vaccine, that I will that God will give me a favor.
Okay. First thing, the tires. Do you keep buying them from the same place?
No, there are times I would buy them from the dealership, and recently, the last two times, I bought them for Tire Plus.
Okay. All right.
The Lord says it's witchcraft.
Yes, ma'am. I kind of figured that.
Mm-hmm.
Please shut up.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack must go back. Every attack. Every attack. Every attack must go back. Every attack. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Bring it to the brisha that I've rocked the video soon that I've raked the video soon that I've raised. Here is seated the brisha that I've rocked the video soon that I've raised. Raked that I've raised. Every attack goes back. Right back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Rekata brasa tara broka de Dio sundera bre. Carro sulla de andra broka de Dio sundera bre ke de Dio sutora bre. Yarro la le yo sundera bre sa da busha tora bre sa. Return to sender, return to sender, return to sender in Jesus name. Risa de busha na. Yarro gisa de brusha tara bre. Risa tara broka de Dio sundera bre ke de Dio sutora bre. The Lord says he's had enough of this. He's going to put a stop to this.
Amen. Amen.
You keep returning that to sender every single attack. Don't wait till the attack happens. You'd be proactive all day long. Return to sender, return to sender, return to sender, return to sender all the time. Don't
Amen. Okay.
Return to sender.
Okay.
Because it's time. Oh, Shay, what did they find? The Lord's sick and tired of this. He's had enough.
I have. Me too. It's time for change.
Yeah, it's time for change. Drastic change.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. And prepare for the change.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Make preparations for the change. Sit down with the Lord, get a plan for the change, and then execute the plan. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Father, we plead Amen. The blood of Jesus over our sister, over her vehicle, over everything about her car and about her life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're going to do that that's in the mind and heart of the Father in the name of Jesus concerning his daughter. We thank you, Lord, for it being peaceful. We thank you for it being quick. Hallelujah. It won't take forever.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, hallelujah. As far away as east is from west. Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
As far away as east is from west. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless
Thank you,
man.
Pastor Freedom. God bless you
You're
as well.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Amen. Area code 343, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello. Area code 343.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is. Hi, this is my first time. My name is Maria, and I'm from Canada. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you in Canada?
Very good. I have enjoyed the communion with all of you tonight. It's very powerful. I started listening to Pastor Pat Holliday's approximately 4 years or so back during my walk of deliverance. And when I was 20, I'm 40, I had a son. And so I went to church, and I landed in an African church where they speak in tongues and a lot of the Holy Spirit. And I was not a believer. I didn't know the Lord. I had no idea who the Lord was. I knew very little. So I was there, and I listened, and I listened. And then I moved to a different church when I adopted a boy. And I continued to be there, and I enjoyed it there very much. I felt a little bit different. It was very multicultural, and it was great. And yet, I still didn't know the Lord. I understood by saying, could you pray for me? I really didn't have a sense of freedom. I didn't have a sense of direction. I didn't have a sense of, I don't know, no one to really, oh, no one, there was no one. There was no one that could, there was no one to introduce me to the Lord. And so it was as easy as, you know, Maria, you have the Holy Spirit, just speak. Just speak in tongues. Just do this. Just do that. But I just couldn't. About 7 years ago, which was the last time I worked, which was when my marriage fell apart, and I was left with these two little girls, I decided that I would seek the Lord. And believe me, the Lord uses people who are so powerful. And I was in touch with someone that lives in the States. And that person introduced me to Pat Holiday. And my deliverance started from there. And the time went by. And today, I don't know. I think there's so much power in testimony. And I just want you, because I'm very thankful to all of the deliverance that I listened to know that I became a believer, that I understand the words of the Lord, that I fell in love with the Bible. I don't even know how. I don't know how. I don't know when. I just fell in love with the word. I fell in love with the teaching. I read it like I'm drinking milk, like I'm eating. And I'm asking the Lord, what is my gift? What is my ministry? All of this great faith. Everything that I have, the love, and the Lord has separated me. And when I say He separated me, it's like the music that I listen to I come from a very charismatic place. It was like I listened to Esther Mealy, for example, that says the word of the Lord, and they sing it. And it just grew with me. I don't listen to music that has I've learned little by little to separate myself from the music, from the people. And oftentimes I find myself alone in the walk, completely separated. I don't click with many, and I don't know. So it was, I just want to say thank you, because not just to you, but also to Dr. Pat Holiday, because Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And if it wouldn't have been for those teachings, for the lectures, for the prayers, in your will has to be in. I would not be where I am today at all. So
as you often say, the kingdom of God is not for meat and drinks, but it's for the righteousness and the joy in the Holy Ghost. Right? So,
right.
I thank you. I thank you for this. But that's my prayer. My prayer is, I don't want to doubt the Lord. I don't want to feel like I'm doubting the Lord. And when I hear you say, take a break, Maria. Take a break. Go for a walk. Enjoy your coffee. Have patience. I'm just today at your, I'm just here like a humble human being. And don't know. I just want to pray for the Lord to show me, to speak to me, to show me. I rebuke, you know, when people tell me, oh, you're not in the kingdom yet. I'm like, what? You know, I don't know, just my spirit rebukes it. Like, what is that? What do you mean? And I trust in the Lord. I trust in his word. I trust that. So today I just want to pray. I want to pray because, number one, I want to know what my ministry is. And
okay,
two,
let me explain Let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to focus on is not what your gift is, or what your ministry is. Too many people spend their time doing that. What you need to focus on is the Lord, his word, and your relationship to him. That's where your focus needs to be. Whatever gifts he wants to use in you, he will use them. Even if you don't know what the gift is called, it's not going to stop him from using it. He put it there, and when he's ready to use it, that's exactly what's going to happen, and it's just going to work. It'll be him, and it won't be you. You don't need to worry about what your ministry is. I didn't know what mine was for many decades. What you need to know is who the Lord is. So, I encourage you to shift your focus from where it's been to where it could be. I want to encourage you to shut off all those outside voices. You just got too many voices talking to you. And be still. And let the Lord say to you what he wants to say to you. He is the one who sent you into the earth for such a time as this. It's not all those other people. They didn't make you. They don't know what he put in you. And you belong to him, not to them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for our sister. And we thank you for her fellowship with this ministry and what it has meant to her. It is a blessing to hear such a testimony, Lord. It is a blessing and a tribute to the work that you did through Pastor Pat Holliday. Father, we ask you to bless our sister. Give her peace. Give her confidence that you are perfecting the things that concern her in Jesus' name. We commend her to your grace and to your word, which is building her up and making her the person that you have always desired for her to be, if she would but relax and let you do the work. We thank you for it, Father. Give her patience. Teach her to just relax in you and allow you to lead her. She does not need the answer to every question. She just needs to trust you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you for calling.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Call us again.
Good night.
Good night, darling. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, tonight we're going to pray. And we're going to pray about a few things. Brother Marshall is still here. He never runs away and leaves us. Thank you, Jesus. Well, saints, the House of Representatives passed H.R. 3755, and they call it the Women's Health Protection Act of 2021. The bill says that abortion services are a constitutional right as decided by Roe versus Wade. However, access to abortions have been obstructed by state laws. We're asking the righteous judge to release his judgment for each congressperson who voted in favor of this bill. Also asking that you block and abort this bill in Jesus' name. We're praying about the approximately 12,000 illegal Haitian immigrants who were all together at the Mexico border last week. They've been released into the United States, Saints. According to the Secretary of Homeland Security, to Mayorkas, we're asking the Father in Jesus' name to judge those who have broken the laws of righteous immigration. We appeal to our God who judges on earth to remove such persons and return them to their homeland. All right, we're calling for the righteous judge, the God who judges the earth, to provide for the thousands of healthcare workers worldwide who have been terminated or placed on unpaid leave and are facing termination once the vaccine mandates came into effect. We thank you, Father, for your intervention. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we present to you the New York State Excelsior Pass, which provides digital proof of a COVID-19 vaccination, or so it claims. We ask the righteous judge, the God who judges the earth, to judge the data consulting firm OneTrust, which boasts of servicing 8 of the world's largest tech companies, 9 of the highest grossing law firms, 3 of the big 4 accounting firms, and 4 of the largest pharma companies. They are gathered and scheming to mandate vaccine passports. They also want a cross-check with photo identification. They plan to pool vast troves of personal data for corporate and government use. We ask you to judge their clients as well in Jesus' name. Lord, protect your people. Father, in Jesus' name, the God who judges the earth, to judge the governments of North Korea and Communist China for what they are guilty of against the world's population. We ask you, Lord, the Lord who strikes, the Lord who avenges us, the Lord our deliverer, the Lord our fortress, to act on the behalf of those who honor you and obey you in Jesus' name. So that's what we're praying and interceding about tonight. It's important, saints, when we come together and we pray and intercede and call on the Lord to intervene. Isn't that right, Brother Marshall? So
amen.
That's
amen.
What we're going to do. Amen. We're ready, Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making us ready. Thank you, Lord, for equipping us. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans. We thank you for your mercies that are new every day, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. What's that about? You said, there's a lovely song. It says, fix your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Thank you, Father, for restoring the glory to the Lord Jesus that he had with you, the eternal word. He had with you before the foundation of the world, before you spoke everything into being, the mountains, the stars, the planets, and each of us. These lovely hunks of dust that you breathe your breath into, Lord, and we thank you especially for the breath of life. Thank you for the eternal breath, Father, the Holy Ghost, Father. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. We come before your throne of grace, and you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. And, Father, we know your perfect will on earth, Father God, is that you don't want anyone to perish. It says, God, our Savior, love all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth of 1 Timothy 2, 3, and 4. So we ask you to save those that can be saved. We pray for those who are despitefully using us, Father, because the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever he will. And you said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be delivered. So as we cast all of our cares and anxieties upon you, Lord Jesus, and on your cross, we come before you, Heavenly Father, with our big brother Jesus, because of the blood of covenant. We ask you to deliver us, Father. And you've heard what Dr. Sabrina has read, and we know he who created the ear shall he not hear. You know you've already heard. And he met you, many times you answer even before we ask, Father. And we see things from our perspective, Father God, but you know everything perfectly. It says you even create the evil for your purposes, for your time. I don't know where the scripture is right this second, but it's in the book. I know it is. So, Father, and you even, I think you say you use the evil as your sword. So, Father God, Father, we ask you to overturn all these plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy. Ask you, Father, in agreement with the saints, you said, it is written, whatever you ask the Father in my name, Jesus said, he will give it you, and you shall receive it, your joy may be. Well, we thank you, Father, for fullness of joy. Thank you, Father, you've not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We ask you to deliver us all. We ask you to block this bill, Father God, concerning the perversion of women's health protection. Well, it's really children's death cult is what it is. It's an abomination. It's the same thing they tried to do to kill all the babies, when Moses was a little boy. They wanted them to feed the Jewish baby boys to the marine spirits, the crocodiles or whatever they had in the Nile River or whatever. And Father, it's the same abomination that hit the house of bread in Bethlehem, Father God, where Jesus was born, when they came in and they killed all of those little children, two and under, Father God, and Rachel weeping for her children because they were not. They just want to destroy the children, Father. And why did they want to do that? Because they have spirits on board. So, Father, we bind everyone, and even as Sabrina asked me to, and I did put it in the prayer room, not in the chat room, about binding every witchcraft curse, and against all of us, Father, from all sources, including through the government, all sources, all witchcraft curses, because witchcraft is just trying to control people against their will. All witchcraft curses returned on the heads of the demons sending due to those ungodly spirits that they intend to do to us, at least sevenfold, continue repetition in Jesus' name, according to Psalm 79:12. And Father, we ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light in your perfect way and in your perfect time, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as you said in Matthew 10:26, Jesus says, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be known. We thank you for bringing everything to the light in your way and in your time, and give us your peace as we wait for this to come to the light, Father. We know many people have been blackmailed. Many people have had things happen to them that are in Congress and other places where they were filmed, those little hidden cameras, the lust of flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, whatever it was, Father. Many of them have been blackmailed into doing things that their handlers want them to do. Or they entered into those different little meetings where they cut up with that, where Baphomet rules instead of where Jesus rules. And they're all in beholding one to another because they're in a different relationship with their dark Lord instead of with the Lord of light. And Father, we ask you to translate those out of darkness into light if you can, Father, because you can do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. And you told us to pray for those who despitefully use us. That way we don't get built up with anger and resentment. We don't let the sun go down on our anger, because we hand everything over to you, Lord, and your arm's not too short to save. And we ask you, Father God, to save the children. Deliver, as we prayed before, Father, deliver all the children. Excuse me for raising my voice. Deliver all the children, Lord, the children of believers, the children of the unbelievers, Father, in Jesus' name. Even those who have come into this country illegally, Father God, save the children that can be saved. You love the widows and the orphans. We know you do, Father. Deliver those that can be delivered, Father, in Jesus' name. Deliver them, Father God. People in Haiti have had a hard time, several earthquakes and nasty things going on down there, but some of them have nasty spirits attached to them. A lot of voodoo and nasty things have been going on down there. Not that there's any lack of nasty things going on in this country. The real Bishop Kanga, when he came here, he said he'd go through a lot of deliverance after he left the United States because it was so full of demons. So I need to go back to a peaceful time in Ghana. Well, isn't that amazing? So, Father, we ask you to deliver us all from every demonic spirit, Father, in Jesus' name, including those in the House of Representatives, and overturn this bill, Father God. We're asking in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. You said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. And we're asking and seeking and knocking in agreement, and you can't lie. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. And I know you hear Jesus' intercession for each of us. And he ever lives to make intercession for each of us. He has the power of an endless life because you gave him your same kind of life, the God kind of life, the eternal life. He has the power of an endless life. And that life is still speaking. And, Father, after all those people, if they refuse to bow their knees to the Lord Jesus, Father, after they've been in hell a good long while, Father God, Jesus is still ruling and reigning. He is a God of love, but he's also a God of truth and judgment. And we ask you, Father God, that your will be done on this planet, Father God, not just the United States and Canada, every nation, Father, in Jesus' name. Your will be done, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to judge those who have broken the laws, kind of by the proper laws concerning proper immigration. Many people who come into this nation, Father God, from other countries. Not everybody was Native American, Father God. Many people have come from many different lands, Father God. But those people that are working in Border Patrol, many of them came from Mexico and other areas like that, Father God, but they went through the proper way to do it, Father God, and they want your will to be done because they want to protect their families and their children just like we want all the people of this land to be protected, Father God. And we thank you for pointing walls and bulwarks, Father God, walls and bulwarks in Jesus' name to protect all of your people. Thank you for being a wall of fire around about and the glory in the midst in Jesus' name as we continue to praise and thank you, Father. Where is this? Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Put it about that, but I can stay. It's an Isaiah 60-something. Isaiah 60:18. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. And we praise and bless your holy, holy, holy name. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. When Jesus came into kind of Jerusalem on that donkey, fulfilling the scripture in Zechariah 9:9, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, and fulfilling the scripture, kind of saying in Psalm 118, verse 26, kind of, and you said, Hosanna to the Son of David. That means, save now, Lord Jesus, save now, Son of David. And you are the Son of David. Yes, you are the author and finisher of our faith, and you're the beginning, you're the one who spoke King David into being, and you came out from King David. A lot of people can't wrap their head around that, and I must admit, since we live in these temporal realms, Father God, in fleshly bodies, it is a little hard to comprehend how Jesus, the eternal Word, could come into the flesh, how he could speak David into being and be his son at the same time. Well, Father God, you said save, King Jesus. Redeem now. So we ask you to redeem us, Father God. We ask that the God who judges on the earth will remove such persons, return them to their homeland, if that's where they're supposed to be, Father God, wherever place you want them to be, Father. And we're in agreement in Jesus' name. We ask for the righteous judge who judges on the earth to provide for the thousands of healthcare workers globally, Father God, who have been removed from their positions, Father God. We ask for your divine intervention. We ask you, Father God, to raise up a Christian community, Father God, all over your earth, Father God, where people who love the Lord can help one another, maybe outside the demonically influenced hospital setting, Father God. And I've worked in hospitals for many years as an RN and even as a volunteer many, 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 many years ago. And, Father God, we ask you to remove the people that need to be removed from the positions that they're in, Father God. And we ask you to give those believers in the Lord Jesus the positions that they need because you provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We ask you to provide for the health care workers, Father God, before this winter begins, Father God, in Jesus' name, and they'll be able to be available and grant them the wisdom to know how to help their neighbors, Father God, in Jesus' name, how to help those in their areas of influence and provide for them, Father God, in the natural and in the spiritual, in Jesus' name. We're in agreement in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:19. And Father, in Jesus' name, we present to you the New York State pass, Father God, this so-called COVID vaccination pass from One Trust. We ask you, Father God, to overturn everything that's offensive to you if they're trying to bring in what was foretold, Father God, about the 666 in the book of Revelation. Kind of looks like it's leaning that way. I don't know. But, Father God, we ask you to overturn what they're trying to do if it's would be a blessing, at least as far as pertaining to your children, those coming into the body of Christ, and deliver all those that can be delivered, Father God, in Jesus' name. And grant them discernment what to do, Father God, in Jesus' name. Ask you to overturn what can be delivered. If this has to fulfill your prophecy and your scripture, then that will not my will, it's your will be done, Father God. I don't know everything, but I do know, Father God, that you don't want any harm to come to your children. You created in your image. And you don't want us to have to be forced to take anything that would change our DNA and change us from being the way you created us to be a property of some pharmaceutical company, spirit of pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft. We ask you to deliver us from every spirit of ungodly control, every spirit of pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft in Jesus' name. I speak blindness to the enemy, mutinous to the enemy, and may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertain to each and every member of the body of Christ, each member of their household, in Jesus' name. Thank you for hiding us in the secret place of the Most High. Thank you for hiding us, even according to Job, 28, starting at verse 7, in Jesus' name. Hide all of your children. Provide for those nurses and those in the head of medical professions, Father God, the respiratory therapists, and all those, Father God, the physical therapists and all those that don't want to be involved with this ungodly kind of vaccine mandate nonsense, Father, in Jesus' name, not just in this country, all the countries. We know many, many people are rising up, Father, and we thank you for raising up the sleeping giant, Father God, not just politically, but putting them back on and giving your people Holy Ghost boldness to do what you want, the way you want, only what you want. Help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And give us your words to speak by your spirit in us, the words you want at the right time, and open the doors you want open to those in need, Father God, providing for those in need, Father, in Jesus' name, removing those that have nasty plans to mandate of so-called vaccine passport, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Job 28:7, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen, the lion's wealth have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. So, Father God, as we are your house and we continue to hold fast the rejoicing of your hope firm unto the end, we realize, God, we want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray to you, the God of heaven and earth, who has all power in heaven and earth, the God who judges on the earth by your word, by the Lord Jesus, to judge the governments, not just the North Korean communist China and as many things they've done, but at least I don't know about everything. I know there's a few other entities that have done things that are not too pleasing to you, not just other foreign nations, but even in this nation, that are guilty of providing things, harming the world's population. We ask you, Father God, that the Lord who strikes, the Lord who avenges, the Lord who delivers, because the Lord who is our fortress on behalf of those who honor and obey you, in Jesus' name, to deliver all those, Father God, from the attacks and wiles and schemes of the enemy, to anything that would be a bioweapon, anything that would cause God, any spirit of stealing, killing, and or destroying in Jesus' name, in trying to manipulate things pertaining to the provision of food and raiment and fuel and other things, Father God. All that's necessary, having food and raiment, let us be there with content. We thank you for the privilege of chewing on your word, Lord. Jesus is our real food. He's the living bread from heaven. And Jesus says, in John 6, 30-something, 35, somewhere around there. Jesus says in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth in me shall never thirst. And he means it literally, and he means it especially spiritually. We thank the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to provide and your righteous judgment, Heavenly Father, by your word, the Lord Jesus, who has the King of kings and Lord of lords, and overturn every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. So from our positions, even heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those we've interceded for in Jesus' name, including those in any position of power and authority, and those, even heads of households, heads of corporations, heads in news media organizations, head of social media organizations on the internet, heads of those that are trying to block out what's really going on in the real world. In Jesus' name, we ask you for divine intervention, Father God. And Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are perpetually, continually bound. Every spirit of death, hell, and destruction is bound in Jesus' name. For our position seated in Christ Jesus on earth and our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we know for the flow of power communication, the demons in the second heavens, the bush in the deep, to all those we've interceded for at any time. And any of us we've interceded for individually, including all the family members, every believer, and all those in need, including all those standing for the truth. Every one of those spirits speaking out against those standing for the truth, we put gags in your mouth. We bind you in Jesus and put you in individual cages, perpetually, continually bound. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, according to Matthew 16:19, Matthew 18:18, Proverbs, Mark 3:27, Jesus' name, and in Job 22:28, thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And the Lord is our light and our salvation. And we thank you for shining upon our ways. Thank you, Father God, for showing us which way you want each of us to go. We ask you, Father God, for your divine help for those, Father God, the so-called white hats in the military and others that are bringing the truth to light, Father God, about what's going on from Project Veritas and other groups, Father God, that have been revealing what's going on concerning the medical tyranny and spirits trying to cause ungodly control of people, Father God, trying to cause fear and panic and lies, abundance of lies. We bind you, Satan, the father of lies, every one of your spirits, every mind-binding spirit is continually, perpetually bound. Every spirit of rebellion is bound. Every spirit of ungodly fear is bound. All spirits of Antichrist unloving. Every spirit of love of the present world is bound. All ungodly spirits, named and not named, including rebellion, every unclean spirit, fornication, every spirit behind pedophilia, and all the ungodly spirits associated with Freemasonry, perpetually continue bound. We're all in agreement in Jesus and Satan. You're perpetually bound. All your underlings are perpetually bound in Jesus. And you got the hand Satan, your foul spirit, all bound and guided in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that there are more with us than men. Thank you for warring, linking edge. Ask you to send obedient, angels, Father God, warring angels, whatever is appropriate, Father God. And we do thank you especially for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them, that have a holy fear, holy reverence of you, King Jesus, and delivers them. We thank you for continually delivering us all and delivering those, Father God, in the medical community, in Jesus' name, that have lost their jobs because they're standing for the truth. I think many of them must be believers, or they might have just gone along with to get along, unless they just happened to hear about the horrific things that Project Veritas had one nurse bring to light about what's really going on behind the scenes that they don't want people to know about. And we thank you, Father God, for bringing to light what needs to be brought to light and helping the people to wake up. Those people that have gone along with taking the vaccine initially, Father God, so they won't take any more vaccines, including family members of believers. We thank you for that, God, every one of those spirits of ungodly fear and mind control perpetually bound. We ask you, Father God, to send your Holy Spirit to draw them with your loving kindness. Draw them to the Lord Jesus, because your perfect love casts out all fear. Like it says in 1 John 4:18, we thank you for loving each of us perfectly. Perfect love casts out all fear. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us as the apple of your eye, Father. You're in the Lord Jesus, reconciling the world unto yourself, because that's your will. You sent your Son to hang on that tree, to take our curses, so we can receive his blessings. Wow. I certainly didn't deserve it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We thank you for rendering unto man your righteousness, like you said in Job 33. We thank you for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you. We thank you for your amazing and extraordinary grace, Father. That amazing and extraordinary grace. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So, Father, we continue to cast all our cares on you, for you care for us. And we fix our eyes on Jesus. For the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace, Lord. Help us keep our eyes on the new to the... Thank you, Dr. Sabrina, reading through all the prayer requests. And we thank you for my attempt to touch on the highlights of it, Father. But we thank you especially for Jesus and everyone, Father God. All those in this nation and everyone.
How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.
And Father God, we ask for your divine intervention. Father, that they have nasty, nasty actors at the head of every nation.
You're still
Jesus' name, according to John 17:11. Give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.